שלוחים היו מנעדו. ומיהו לחתילה, יחילים ליטן לבישתית על סמך שיבדיקנו, ולא יחיישינו, שמו יחו משחטוסי ולא שיבדיקנו. וישלם. So that's explicitly like the Shittas again. אבל מי שיידים בי שיידי אל חשחיתיה, ולשוחת לפנינו את הלד העיקון, שחיתה הגון ההורוי או משוחת הכי, ואין לו לעצמי שחיתו סיפסו, אפילו שואלי, עושי סו כך וכך, ותחשבו סינדירו ששוחת כאור אין מיס מחולו, ואפילו אומר בורי לי ששוחת את איוב, אבל כל מה ששוחת לפנינו קושם, ואפילו לכתחילה יחל ליטל לי שחית, כאילו שאיך עוד אימי לגע בו, ובלבד שירא איסי מתחילס, השחיתה עצי, So far we mentioned the shita of the game, that according to the Amoroyim who reject the kimta of happiness for sloshim, so the Eved, it is muter without being tested, without the shechet being tested, all day. And lechatchile we are allowed to let the shechet shech, even if we don't test him before the shechet, as long as we have the intention of ever testing. That's one shita. That's the shita again. Then he mentions the shita of the Balit. Balit Kosa. I atin vidigoma. Atin lois chazik. Muta lishreit. Lichatchil. If yadina beidishos. Yadina beidigoma. God. Vil yadina beidigoma. If we didn't test him. Lichatchil lishreit. In other words, the shita of Balit is we can't even let him share in reliance upon our intention of testing him after Shvitim, because of the possibility maybe he'll disappear immediately after Shvitim. Chatchil leishchet, im shochat, shchitos eit sheiro, im tzorich lebeit gei v'afilu lifaneinu. All right, willingly. Please go over the whole Gemara. The whole Gemara. Up to the film base, Omar Abchonon, Rabbi Yaakov Baride, Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shiva Kapore, that's in the middle of the Omer, the film base. Right now, I would like to say to those who are the first year of Mishir in the second year.
We should have that you can let a stam Jew share because there is a presumption. So that one wouldn't undertake the shech unless he knows that he's a mumche. So you don't have to test him openly. I mean, you don't have to test him before the shvili, you don't have to test him after the shvili. And then we have the shittas again, that you do have to test him after the shvili, but you can test him after the shvili. So according to Rabbi's first notion, even there, we don't rely on the presumption that he was mumche. So maybe Chathilah you're not allowed to let anybody share with the intention of testing him after the Shvita. Mashiach came according to the other rabbi. So Chathilah came up in his first notion, and there it's all right without being tested. So truly Chathilah you have to test him, but you don't have to test him before the Shvita. You can let him share with the intention of testing him after the Shvita. What if he disappears? All right, it's not so terrible because it's only the chatchil. And then there is the shikel palito, the shikel palito, that the Mordechai, that the chatchil is not allowed to let him share. He without testing him first. So even if you have the intention of testing him After the Shrike, I don't want to let him Shach without testing the birth. But the end of it, it's all right. But Abuna's first question, I don't think the end of it's all set without being tested. So we have three shittas. All right, three shittas, three fundamental shittas. Now, the next thing is, Kosova Kusingia was the same ruler. We discussed it briefly, but I want to discuss to go over together. Kosova Kusingia was, ושחיתו סמצור, כמו ישרי ללחוב מזבחתו, מה שאתה זבי יחד הליכי, כלי מהרי סי שאובר זביכי, להפוקים כחובים, להפוקים כחובים, ויחלבים אצל האחס, בי עבודה בו יומה בסיפרים בייס די גומס, איך הוא גירה בו איזה ויחד גירי חלומס, כל כך גירו מול רבי, אני כשנסבר גם לא מפחד הרויס, אבל כוסים זה נסגר לגמרי, כי נחסים ללמוכי, ויש אנשי ולירים, ויש אנשי ולירים, man kann man hier immer sehen, dass so man die Schuhe ist gar nicht am Ende. Na, das sind die Israelis, ist das Hof in die Bobbys. And he says, there is more explicit. Now he said, last time when we went over the Moe, so it's unreasonable to say that the Israelis means that there is a Machlekes in the Tzias and the Star of the fact that a Kont Mandoma who says, Kusin Gerlemi say, so they went through Gerlemi again a second time, years later, and the Kohen Mandoma Kusin Gira Oye saying they did not go to Gira's again. It's not his stomach. Then there should be a Mechlekes and a Mistarakot. So the Mitzvah says what it was. So since according to the Mandoma, Gira Emerson should be Gira and Gamle, so according to the Mandoma, it's also maybe. So why does one say that they are doing and the other one says they're not Gira? Now, and it is not mentioned anywhere that the Kusin was misguided twice. First, at the very outset, and then years later, before they died, they went to Gerizim. It's not mentioned. I mean, if this had happened, so it should be mentioned. The Gemara doesn't mention it. No one mentioned the Pasuk, certainly the Merachim doesn't mention that. The Pasuk Merachim only says that, that at first, while they feared God, they still worshipped Lions. So, but it doesn't say that they went through games again after they gave up. They doubt. So the chat is in Tesis because Tesis shitting is now, Tesis shitting is in the bonus that Kabbalah's mitzvah is me'akim. On the contrary, according to Tesis, so Kabbalah's mitzvah has certain requirements that Milatvila does not. According to Teisa Shite, if a girl, if a woman is misguided himself, and he stays in the Shem Gilos, and he's mauling himself the Shem Gilos, so the Chathila, he has to have best, he has to have free. But suppose there is no best, there aren't free present. So the Gilos is affected. Even though the Mila took place, Shalom of the best, the Tfila took place, Shalom of the best, but in respect to Kabbalah's mitzvahs, their person is not in respect to Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So this is the Yivomah says that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is more stringent in its requirement than Milatvila is indispensable for the effectiveness of Gerus, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be Bifnishleishah. It doesn't have to be Bifnishleishah. There, only the Chathila. And but Kabbalah's mitzvahs has to be Bifnishleishah. What's the pshat? I want to deliver this from the Shia. So the pshat in Teisa Shite means that there is a fundamental distinction between Kabbalah's mitzvahs and Milatvila. Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that's the essence of Gerus. What does it mean to become a Gerah, to become a Jew? What does it mean just to say, I am becoming a Jew? Gerus means Nichnes Tachas El Hashem. To be Mekabel Eru Baruch HaShemayim, Eru Mitzvahs. That's the definition of Gerus. This is what Gerus means. So you say, but suppose he's becoming Mitzvahs and becomes very competent and very observant, he becomes a real tzaddik, bedagdik, bekaleh bedachmuro, but he's not by himself and he's not doing it. Will he become a Gerah? Of course not. The answer is, Mila and Tfila is Mi'ati Gerus. So, Miller truly is not to be theist. In other words, he cannot become a Jew unless he's stabilized, unless he's mal himself. And we should deus. And unless he's stating himself as a deus. But this is not deus. Deus consists in being nichlas tachas kamti ashino, in assuming the yoke of mitzvahs, to become a committed Jew, committed to Torah. That's deus. That's deus. So someone who is born a Jew, whether he is recovering with mitzvahs or not, he's a Jew. So Yisroel Abel Bishachot in Yisroel, even if he's in Yisroel Umer, so he has the Pesuk of an Akum, but he's still a Jew. We hold on. Mashiach, and someone who's born a boy, can become a Jew by being becoming a mitzvah, by being Nichnas Tachas Kamti Ashkir. By being Nichnas Tachas Kamti Ashkir. So that's Deus. That's the essence of Deus. Mila Tvila, that's not the essence of Deus. This is indispensable for Deus. In other words, without that, you cannot become a Deah. So the Mele, whoever requires Shalisho, Mishpitzim Bey, the Deus itself requires Shalisho. But that is, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs requires Shalisho. But Mila Tvila, only Hatkhila requires Shalisho. That's the issue. But Teis Hashita is that Kabbalah's mitzvahs does not consist of mere lip service, not by making the verbal declaration. I am assuming the yoke of mitzvahs. Kabbalah's mitzvahs means that he really becomes a committed Jew. So the mirror one door man said, so according to Teis, if somebody will be this guy, according to Teis, so the whole problem is that's a very unfortunate situation, but this is the Shita of Teis, I mean. So the overwhelming majority of Gilead that are converted, and it doesn't make any difference whether he's converted by a conservative rabbi or by an Orthodox rabbi. The rape of the rabbi is of no importance. If someone is Megaya, and he remains in his behavior like before, no Shemira Shabbos, no Kashrus, no Daras Mishpoche, nothing. So alright, he might be very charitable, because there are many goyim who are very charitable. There are many goyim who are more charitable than Jews. But, so in other words, if someone is misguided and he remains in his behavior pattern, he remains the same way as he was before he was misguided. Even if he stops going to church, that doesn't mean anything. There are many goyim who don't go to church. So he's an irreligious goy. So, according to Teisves, he's a goy l'chodo. It's null and void, the Deus. It's null and void. So, if the Kuzi, who became Yerei Asher, as Hashem Shem Yerei, the Pesuk is made. But was already made, at the very outset, they remained it. In the Abizor. So they were in the Abizor of Mishikim. They were in the Rebbein Sherelon, and they worshipped idols too. So, if they never had abandoned the idolatry. So every Tami would agree that they were not gay. Because that element of Kabbalah's mitzvahs is like that. And that's gay with Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Becoming a committed Jew, not just lip service. But here, at the very outset, they continue to worship idols. But after a number of years before they died, they gave up the idolatry. And they became committed Jews. So that means that their gavels ultimately resulted in becoming committed Jews. So the Mandoma who says the Remesay, this is what this means. Umandoma the Remesay, Kosova Vishud is Gaio Ligamra. Vishud is Gaio Ligamra. It doesn't mean that they went through Tvila again. They went through out of the grace. No, it's Gaio Ligamra became committed Jews. So it's a glorious beautiful of Afreya that these gavels resulted in their becoming committed Jews. Ultimately, so not the first year, so the fifth year, the sixth year. So the main way it retroactive, so it meant that retroactively the Kabbalah's mitzvahs was Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It wasn't a mere lip service. But if they hadn't become, even later in their lives, they hadn't become committed Jews, then we would agree that There was no Kabbalah mitzvah, and the Kabbalah mitzvah was just a verbal declaration in the room service. And the Mandomar says, Gira, what are you saying? He holds that only when it results in becoming committed Jews immediately, but if it results ultimately and immediately not, so then we do not say that it retroactively, it was a Kabbalah mitzvah. Now, we pass through, like the Mandoma, that gave everything, except that the day of Shalom Amen and Ravase, so they deviated so much from the path of Torah that the Chachomim will consider that they have, should be considered as good. The day of Shalom Amen Ravase, after the same submission. But as far as the Dechance is concerned, so we pass through, like the Mandoma Kusim Yerebese. So why? Because ultimately they became committed Jews. But if they hadn't become ultimately committed Jews, then even according to this Mandoma, they wouldn't be considered as Jews. So that means that according to these ways, the overwhelming majority of them, whether they are converted by conservative rabbis or by Orthodox rabbis, it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. Are not good, they are Jews good, that's all. And if they marry passes oil, so it's great intermarriage. It's as simple as that. I mean, it is something that if you say it, so you have a lot of trouble, and I have a lot of trouble because of that. But this is, according to Tetzvi Shite, the overwhelming majority of the gay, whether converted by conservative rabbis or by Orthodox rabbis, whether in Chicago or in New York or in Los Angeles or in Boston or whatever city in the United States, are not gay. They are just good. This is Tetzvi Shite. So, if Tetzvi Shite has been the Shite accepted by all the Shemim, then it would be half itself. All right, so now that they are not Jews, they are going, that's all. I mean, so you only have to have courage, you know, and to say it. But it's more than happy trouble. Because the Shita Sarambam is different. Now let's see what the Shita Sarambam is. So because of the Shita Sarambam, because of the fact that the Shita Sarambam is different, so in other words, their status is dubious. So that's a bigger trouble. Because if we know what the halachic status is, so it's not such a great problem, so we know. But if we don't know what the halachic status is, if there is a machlekes l'shemim, so then there are all kinds of problems. All kinds of problems. Suppose a girl is convert herself by an Orthodox rabbi, and she remains in her behavior pattern as she was before, and then a Jewish boy marries her, and then they have children, so it's a question, are the children Jewish or not? According to Tetzvi Shite, they're not Jewish, that's all. So it's very simple. But the Mishnah Sarambam is to the contrary. Now let's see what Mishnah Sarambam is. Now I mentioned that Tetzvi Shite is that Kabbalah mitzvahs is even a more stringent prerequisite for Deus than Miller Tvila. I mean, both are prerequisites, all the three are prerequisites, but Miller Tvila is only lacking Deus. It doesn't constitute the essence of Deus. And Miller doesn't require Deus, but Kabbalah mitzvahs require Shleish, because that's the essence of Deus. Now that's Shita Sarambam. Shita Sarambam means that if Miller Tvila is not performed in the presence of Bezdin, so that the Gairus is nullified. In other words, so according to the Rambam, Nil and Tvila themselves constitute Gairus. That's the essence of Gairus. How about Kabbalah mitzvahs? So is it that there are three essential elements of Gairus? So let's see the Shita Sarambam. Halacha Aleph says, בשלוש הדברים נכנסו ישראל בטריז, ומימו ותפילו לקרוב. מי לא יוצא במצרים שהם יכולים להיחבר? מה עושים בשנה בינינו? שכולם ביטלו בריס מי עוד מצרים, כתבו שלטרעי בלבי, זה נאמר לך מצרים צעיר. ותפילו יוצא במידו, כאילו מהתנתי לו שם, מקדש מהיום מוח הבחים שזה לא יוצא. וכל מי שנאמר, וישר לחז לארד מישראל, ויהו אלה יישר בין כל ישראל שלו. וכן בדרס, כשהיא יוצא, ואקו מכל איזו בריס ומסתכל תחס גם בישרני ועיקר לו לבינתרו so this is how the Rambam describes games to be נכנס תחס גם בישרני so לחמיד לו לתפיל לו בעצו הספר ואם נקים בלי תפיל לו לקום שלמה כוכם כגר מה אתם במי לו לתפיל לו בעצו הספר אבל גר ודרס במי לו לתפיל לו בעצו הספר now so rest so how can one become a Jew, a full Jew? This man has said, there is no home. The answer is because the Torah says, so we may have this exercise also, that when is there a need for home? When there is a home, when there is a Bisamikdosh. But this man has said, there is no Bisamikdosh, so he becomes a full Jew in regard to everything, without home, without home. So he says, ומה הוא קום ונגיע? אם אז בין משני קדם ושני בינינו ושני מיום ובזמן הזה שאין שם קום צורך מילה ותבילה יושי בוא נביא סמיד לשיר בקום but he becomes until the סמיד לשיר נבנה so he becomes a full gap in regard to everything without God because the Torah says what they're saying now how was Barabais? So what was the status of a gap who was misguided, he had Miller, Tviller, Tablas Mitzvahs, he didn't pay any call. Was he Jewish or he wasn't Jewish? So the more I... First of all, he cannot eat mikotchim. He cannot eat mikotchim until he brings a call. And then also, the Gemara uses the Russian Mila Mikol, he cannot marry Bas Yisrael until he brings a call, he's not a bais. Now, so there is a sakosim with the Besechem. So he can marry Bas Yisrael without call. But he's not a bais. So even if he didn't bring a call, he was still a gerd, a Jew, a chodo. But he couldn't eat mikotchim. And he couldn't marry Basis. So that means that we have such a possibility that someone is a full gear in respect to everything, but in respect to marry Basis Royal is not considered as Jewish. Let's say Bismanabais. So if he didn't bring the Korum, since he's in the Khuyev to bring the Korum, so if he didn't bring the Korum, he's also not in the Korum. What does it mean? It means this. Now, there is, the more you want us, there is a Machlokes. The more you want us, like in Zion, there is a Machlokes. Rebrezia, Rebbi Yeshua, and Chacham. So, Rebrezia says that Gea, Shebo, Rebrezia says that Gea, Shetoba, Rebrezia, is a Gea. Just as an Isha, a woman, can become Jewish with Tvila. So a man too, the woman, can become a Gea with Tvila alone, without Tvila. And Rabbi Yeshua says that a man can become Jewish with either Tvila or with Mila, without Tvila. The Chathchila, they both agree that a man has to go through new energy. But the Ebele, Rabbi Yeshua says, he can become Gia with Bilalon or Trilalon. Rabbi says with Trilalon, but with Bilalon not. Holy Mimri, Ebele Gia Rachiyon. Now, so, what's the other hands? But the Chachimah, there has to be Tvil. The Kotel Mishu too, there has to be Tvil. So, why does he become a Gea? So that means that it's not the Chachimah of Rabbanon, it's the Chachimah of the Eisen. But the Ebed, it's not that. We pass like the Chachimah. But the Ebed, it's also that. So the Pshat, so we see that there are two types of requirements of games. There is one din of games that is ma'akim games. Either it constitutes games or it's ma'akim games according to the Rambam. So Tvila constitutes games. According to Tzeres, it doesn't constitute games, it's ma'akim games. It's a condition sine qua non. I mean, it couldn't become a gear without being malveselfish in games, without being terribly selfish in games. So there are certain things that are me, that either constitute games or are me'akim games. And then there are certain halachas that the gear that the Torah imposed an application upon the gear to do. So in other words, Mila Tvila according to the Chachamim is me'akim games. It constitutes games or me'akim games, as Tosfos says. A glass called Mila Tvila is not me'akim games. But the Torah says that the gear is manabayis is mechuyif to bring the call. So this is one of the applications incumbent upon the gear. That is not incumbent. Of course, the gear is obligated to do everything that any Jew is obligated to. A Jew has to plant fuel every day. The gear is also mechuyif to plant fuel every day. But there are certain things, certain applications that are peculiar to the gear, that the gear is required to do because it's a gear. Another, a regular Jew, a born Jew is not required to a Westphal. This is not incumbent upon a regular, a born Jew, but it's incumbent upon a Gia. So a Westphal is not an act that constitutes Gia. It's not even matter of Gia, but this is something that is incumbent upon a Gia. Incumbent upon a Gia. So human to constitute Gia, or a matter of Gia, a Westphal is an obligation incumbent in a Torah upon a Gia. According to Rabbi Yeshua, so Tvila is not me'akim games, but it's an obligation that is incumbent upon him. Now we see that she better explains the Gemara. Gevir, ki komei bikom, lachshu lenafshe imriyam bikom. That means until he brings the korb, his man abayis, he couldn't marry Bas Yisrael. So that means he married the Bas Yisrael. So the Bas Yisrael was even the Nisya of this Yisrael. That's what it means. In other words, so in respect to Rabbi Mikol, he's still not Jewish. He's Jewish in respect to everything. But in respect to Rabbi Mikol, he's still not Jewish. So the male of Bas Yisrael will marry him. Should they even love of Mrs. Chab? Mrs. Chab. So that means that the halacha is that when a Gia, as long as the Gia does not fulfill the obligations that are incumbent upon a Gea, he is still a Gea, but he is mutually becoming a Gea. He is becoming a Gea. So in Mela, the same thing would be true according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Mela without Mela, Mela is a Gea, but the Bas Yisrael will not be allowed to marry. They will have the same status according to Rabbi Yeshua as a Gea with Manabayis who did not win the call. So he is a Gea of the law, but the Mila Bikol, he's awesome, until he fulfills all his requirements. All the requirements, the obligations are incumbent upon him. So, Mila and Tvila are certainly requirements incumbent upon him. So until he fulfills all the requirements, he's also Mila Bikol, he's becoming a Mishua. But it's for me. This is not the biggest requirements. Now, so it seems, now let's see. Now I just mentioned that. Now, I'm mentioning that to be easier to understand what's now about now. A very strange job. Apparently, according to today's verse, so Mila and Tvila are only marketing deals. And Kabbalah's mitzvahs is the essence of Kabbalah. So because of that, the requirement of Kabbalah's mitzvahs is even more stringent than the requirement of Milah and Tefillah, according to Tesis. Milah and Tefillah is effective even without Shlosho. Kabbalah's mitzvahs without Shlosho is not even effective there. According to the Rambam, Milah and Tefillah without Shlosho, so the Deus is null and void. So according to the Rambam, it's not only that Milah and Tefillah comes to the Deus, now not in the Deus, Milah and Tefillah comes to the Deus. What's the status of Kabbalah's mitzvahs according to Rambam? So Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not the thing that constitutes Deus according to Rambam. Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not even marking Deus, but Kabbalah's mitzvahs according to Rambam is the thing that is incumbent upon the Deus. What's the application that is incumbent upon the Deus? In other words, so a Jew is mechuyev to observe mitzvahs, but a Jew is not mechuyev to become mitzvahs. He doesn't have to become a mitzvah, Jew. Whether he's become or he's not become, he doesn't make any difference. He's mechuyev to observe the mitzvahs. He's bound by all the races, by all the essays. If Mashiachim by Gea, there is a chiyuv incumbent to assume the law of mitzvahs. So this is the thing that is incumbent upon the Gea. So the Meile, if it is the thing that is incumbent upon the Gea, but it's not ma'akiv news. So suppose there is no Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he's still there. He's still there, but he's also a mekom. Now, so I mentioned the Peretz before I mentioned the Kashi, because I want to save time. Now the Rambam Peretz of Gimel, Mihul has a certain being, Halacha, without it said as follows. Al Yahweh al Daitcho, Sheshim Shein HaMashiach es Yisrael, Ul Shvei Min Melach Yisrael, Sheli Kol Yedid Avishem, Nosu Noshim Nochri Etz Bidi Yusuf. Now let's think that Boba Kach, Shehamitzvah HaMechino, Kishiyobi Yehagir, Ulaibu Eres, Vizgaya, Beit Kinacho, Shemo Bidwar Momen Shem. So yes, the Kashi. How is it possible that Shloimo, HaMelech, who is Nip Kol Yedid Avishem, that he should give Tamar, Ma Mishnah Li Yigwele Pasma? I mean, it's inconceivable. It's a very strong Kashi. But let's see the Tavis with the Rambam gives. Now let's think that Boba Kach, Shehamitzvah, המכינו כשיהו יגר, הוא יגיר ארס ונזגייר, בית גינה חוף שם ובגלל מומן שייתר, או אם מישהו נסחור השם יסגלו, או אם בלי הפחד בו נכנס לגס. ואם מישהו בית גינה חוף שם אילו נוסם בי של יורס, ואם מישהו בית גין שם אילו נוסנו ובאחדו לך לישראל. So what's the definition of דיו כהלוכה? A very simple definition. A definition that everybody could understand. And unfortunately, because rabbonim in this country have not conformed to the halacha in regard to gayness, I don't mean conservative rabbi, Afghani, orthodox rabbi, I see. So they did not conform to this halacha. Because of that, we had all the trouble in Israel. If the rabbonim in America had conformed to Giyuk halacha, there wouldn't be any problem with Giyuk halacha. No one would even the most extreme public wouldn't dare criticize Rabbonim for insisting upon Giyuk Halacha. But everybody sees that in America it's hefker. And anyone can become a geyer. It's only a question what kind of Rabbonim he has to choose. So there is a problem. Of course there is a problem. So Giyuk Halacha means that we should only accept those who we think will be committed Jews. But if the person thinks that this prospective gay or gayness will not deport themselves like Jews, so the male, we're not allowed to become. We're not allowed to become. So we miss you, Bekin Achor, Shemain of Nosan Bisha Yuris. We miss you, Bekin Shemain, Nero, Nosno, Bachur, Bachur, Israel. In the roots of the male, if we see that they do not have any ulterior motive. Mudini is in Kiri Lakiro, with the Rashish Vasioso, Alama Rotis in Shinifisu, in Kibu Lupiosu, the Owenson, Shahoz Romeo, the Kabinetson, Shenema Matera, Kimisametesi, Romehasito, Materno, and Abu. So, in other words, when are we allowed to become a Gaya? Only if he's Misgaya Shem Shemai. But if he's Misgaya for an ulterior motive, even if we think that once he or she is misguided, they will become the Jews. But they are doing it because this girl is in love with the Jewish fellow, or this girl, this fellow is in love with the Jewish girl. Even if we are convinced that after Jews will report themselves like good Jews, we're not allowed to meet them. Only if they are misguided Shimshon. We hear both with Kibur, so with the Raisir, it's not in the Hatkhila that is with the Rabbah. This Hatkhila is in the Raisir. We hear both with Kibur as the Gay. Come with the Mishlein, the Midomich and the Parat Hosu, with Mishlein Moshe and Mishra Malkus, but it will not do or show you in Soy Hosu, she could have hidden the Haku Bishu Dover Mahal, the Hero, any of the other. The Apple Kahina, you give him how many misguided with Midomich Mishlein before the Gayness, where you best in Hagodu, Heshishle. So he says, שכל אחי זה מנהקום בשביל דובר מהב לאיבא מן אם דיר עצרת. So that notion of the Rambam would tend to indicate that if someone gets mad, gets his converts himself or herself because of the material motive, it's not even a gear, any gear עצרת. So that would mean even more temptation. Because Tetris only says that if someone is this guy and doesn't observe mitzvahs, so the gear is not a gear. But we pass through that if someone is misguided from material motive, it doesn't make any difference what material motive is. But if after the days he or she deports himself or herself, like a Jew, so then he's a gear double. And here the Rambam appears to be saying, Shekol achizam in ha'akim bishul dobo mi'av le'yoreimom, eim gear atzeret. V'achol pichay, v'yogim ha'avim misguided from bikidom idushlein b'yoreimom. כל בסט מהבודו חיישי שלהם לא ידורכי להישומח אשר תובלו מכל מוקים ולא מיקר ולא ישומח שתירו אחריזו Still it says If someone is misguided for a general motive so you don't accept him with open arms and we don't reject him either him or her we don't reject but we wait and see until they will prove themselves What was the original kasha that the Rambam raised? And how is it possible that Shleim HaMoreh actually polited and shared intimately? Where did he go? And how is it possible that Shimshon was not in the Matreid of Shlomo, but he was also in the great Matreid. So, where did he go to the Dwella? How is it possible? So we expect a good answer. So let's see the answer that the Rambam gives. ופי שהגיע שלוי מנושם בנוסו, וכן שם שהגיע בנוסו, ועדו לא ידוע שלכל שבועים הוא לא בשביל תבות. It is obvious that Paspare was not מדייר herself בלשם שמיים, she was מדייר herself because she wanted to be the wife of Shlomo HaMelech. It grew up, certainly was not מדייר herself לשם שמיים. So she was מדייר herself because she wanted to help the Philistines. So, ועדו לדוע שלכל זו אלו משביל תבוא, ולא יפיפס לגירו, חושבו מהכוסו, כי הילו אין כאילו כחובך, וכיסו אומרים, ואין שיחיח סייף מאוד חילוסו, שמריטס כחובם שלהם, ובון בן בונס, ואלו אלו מהכוסו, חושבו בון, שנאמה עוז יבנה שלי יבוא, עוז יבנה שלי יבוא. So that's the reason is why the Pasuk tells about Shlomo that he intermarried because even though they weren't goyim, but they were midaya baspare and drila were midaya themselves from the Talmud. So how does that explain the behavior of Shlomo and Shimshon Manasseh? Even the Rambam had said that when the person is midaya himself from the Talmud. So the person that has become them, they are at home, they do their own thing. But they have the gayness is a gayness, fine, so that would be a good explanation. But he says, Shekol, Hachizem and Hachem, Shekol, Ma'avrim, I'm going to get out of it. So the gayness is not how. So it's how the Kushan Reduch there. So how did he explain the difficulty? He says, Allah, by his home, Shud Chasim Sholem, assume that Shleimim, has we shown him that Shleimim intermarried. So what did he say? He did intermarry. She was misguided, but then she went through the kind of deals that unfortunately deal going through today in America. So was Luke says, that's all. So it's not so easy to go there. So why did he say, I'll yell at night? So I say, I'll yell at night. And then he says, Vadabah the Tuash and Chosar Rishon, don't worry about the best, because you have Chosar Akosu, who came in with Chodim, who we see on the knee. Very Chechi, I said, Mount Rosal, she was Chodim Shalem. Because they never changed their behavior pattern. But Sparrow remained in the Beres and the Zohar, up to the end of the life. Because the Pesuk mentions that she erected altars for the idols and everything. The behavior pattern remained the same. So she was not the Eres. So why did they say that one night? Then the Rambam continues. Gershon brought to Acho. Ushin do a mitzvah, Sviot Shon, more we talk about the people that did this, Harizigir. Suppose someone was Mizgaya without a couple of mitzvahs, Harizigir. After we made that should be Shon Dobor or Mizgaya. Hoyu more we talk about Yotso, Nichwa Wakum, Vichishi Shilei, Achim is Boyotz Tkuse. So, in other words, it's Mashma, Achim is Boyotz Tkuse. So it's like this is she came home when he vomits. In other words, if at the end he becomes a committed Jew, then retroactively he's returning as a Jew. And if at even at the end he doesn't become a committed Jew, so he's retroactively determined as an angel. Now he says, Vafilchoza Roba Damuris Khobin, Hariuki Soy Mumer, Shevdush of Dush, Umitzvola Hazir Abidose, Miaha Shevtova, Naseki Soy, Ulifichoch, Kimu Shimei Shimshei Ushleimu Nishaseyem V'Avro Pishemi Goseyem. So what he said before only in Gir HaTzedek. And then he says only Lakosu Kimu Rune Akum. But he's not Akum, so why are Lakosu? He's not an Akum, not an Akum. Why should a Posek treat them as if they have been Gentile women? So apparently the Rambam Shita is, I said before, the Rambam Shita is that God not like this, is according to this verse or Kabbalah's verse, is the essence of Deus. Even more than the Mitzvah, the Mitzvah is Makir Deus, but it's not the essence of Deus. Kabbalah's Mitzvah is the essence of Deus. But according to the Rambam also agrees with this verse, that Kabbalah's Mitzvah does not consist of lip service. Kabbalah's Mitzvah consists of commitment. Consists of commitment. And if the Deus ultimately results in the behavior pattern of the soul kosher, so then there is, so it's retroactively determined that there is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There is Kabbalah's mitzvahs. But if, even at the end, he or she does not become a committed Jew, so then the element of Kabbalah's mitzvahs is like when Shiva's Rambam is, mirror it will constitute Geus. Kabbalah's mitzvahs is an obligation incumbent upon it. So it has the same status as Avraham's Korom Bizman Abayis. What's the halacha of Avraham's Korom Bizman Abayis? He's a Jew, but he's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael. He's not allowed to marry Bas Yisrael, but he's a Jew. So we marry him. If let's say Shlomo married Bas Bara, and she never became a committed Jewess. So that means she became a Jewess, the Chodom. But vis-a-vis the Kohen Mekor, she was not Jewish. So in other words, Shlomo, when he married her, when he's been Kaddish, he was even allowed to Yisrael. That's why the Pasuk. So the Choshvon HaKosuf Kelei Kelei is Kechol. So she was not Jewish yet. But to she was Davis. The Rochus to she was not Davis. But she was a Jewish woman, Basmala. But Shlomo was not allowed to marry. Well, but he married her already. So the Mary says, "Ufichoch kibu shimen mishlem, shibshem mishlem men mishasem, v'yavra bishem mishasem." Because the Avedah that he did, he did. He did. And by divorcing her, he would not. And he came to Avedah. And once he was married to her, so Vishnu was famous. It's not like being married to a woman who's not Jewish. So then every piece he has used. So every time he lives with her, so it's a Gerus Nimus, he's more Alochis. But here, it's only the Yisrael of what we call that he's not Jewish. The same status as the Gerus Malabites who did not really call. But, Choshen Akosuf, to me, is the Chobi. So in other words, so what is the status of the overwhelming majority of Gerus according to the Rambam? I mean, Gerus, Whose guilt was carried out by Alphats Mahonim. I'm not talking about Gimli, whose guilt was carried out by those who are Mechal Shabbos. But I'm talking about Gimli, whose guilt was carried out by 100% Alphats Mahonim. So, according to the Rabbi Ganachim and Mitzvahs, most of them are Ganachim and Mitzvahs. So according to these things, they are good. According to the Rambam, they are Jews. But even according to the Rambam, they are not mutable with God. So for a rabbi to be misguided douche between a Gentile woman who is misguided herself by an Orthodox wife and who is not a Jewish Meres Mitzvahs, it's also to be misguided douche. But according to the Rambam, they are Jews. According to these, they are not Jews. So that's the big problem here. We don't even know how to treat them. So it is like the Raisa. So you have to go with whom their status is dubious. But according to everyone, vis-a-vis what we call, they're not to be considered issues. So that's the issue. Alright. So Wednesday, so I would like to cover up to the Gemara that I mentioned. אומר הרב חנן אומר יעקב אביב אומר לבישוי אלוהים שנקרא והכפורר הם אמרו לפי מינוס של הספיסטילוסופיה